you thinking about buying or selling a house? Just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwell, and welcome to Twin Cities Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate, Network Title, Eric Broomstand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage, and James Tolfson with Country Financial. If you have any questions for us, you can give us a call at 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. You can also check us out online anytime at BricksTwinCities.com for the latest home searching and researching tools. Check out our publications page where you can find the Smart Home Buyer Guide in there as well. And soon we will have the Smart Home Seller Guide as we get ready for the spring market. We're working on writing that as we speak. All right. Follow us on our Facebook page where you can watch us record live most Tuesdays around noon. Also see upcoming events and listings and all sorts of stuff there. All right. Have Chad Preby in studio with us again. Thank you, Chad, for coming in. And today I'm going to let you do a little bit of the talking.
Sounds good.
Me doing most of the talking.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, too. It's exciting.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about mortgage news. I know a lot of people, that sounds super exciting. No, it actually is pretty cool because, you know, I heard a stat one time that, like, people spend more time shopping for a TV than they do for their mortgage. And you're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars, right, that people are dealing with. And I kid you not, not being well educated in knowing about your loan, that's something we talk about in the classes all the time, know your loan, right?
Right.
That you could be missing out on saving hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars in interest. I kid you not. And that is by making sure you're shopping for the right term, shopping for the right closing costs that work for you, the right down payment. I mean, we have a client right now, right? He thought he wanted one down payment, but after looking at all the different options, ended up changing his mind on that, right?
Right.
Because he took the time to become educated. So, yeah, we're going to kind of dedicate this show just to talking about some of the different loan products out there. Real quick, this is one of the smaller but very important, because I'm one of the people that has this type of loan, VA loans. So
yes.
Veterans Administration loans, Department of Veterans Administration loans. Yeah, I mean, any big changes, any news with that, or pretty things similar, and what are the qualifications and down payment and stuff like that?
Yeah, you bet. You know, our VA loan products out there are, you know, tied to veterans. So it's a great opportunity to get yourself into a home with a pretty minimal credit score. I mean, the minimum credit score requirements of a 620 with zero down. So the benefit to that as well is you don't have that PMI or mortgage insurance with the VA products. So getting yourself into a home again with minimal credit score of a 620, zero down out of pocket, and then taking advantage of the no mortgage insurance monthly is a great benefit to you veterans out there.
Yeah, and I think one of the misnomers is if you've had a VA loan, even if you don't have one now, you can refinance into one if you would like, or if you're looking to buy your next home, you can get a VA loan for that. It's not a one shot and you're done.
Yeah, good point, Kirk. That is true. And there's VA refinance opportunities out there, interest rate reduction loans that are very minimal closing costs. If you want to talk about that more in detail, we can do that offline. But great opportunity to save money with little money out of pocket.
Yeah, yeah. I will tell you, I've almost everybody I approach who is a veteran, and they are thinking, well, I don't know if I want to go VA. I very, very rarely see a scenario where it doesn't make sense to go VA.
Correct.
Usually. I mean, it's occasionally here and there, but you really want to look at that. So if you're out there, you're a veteran right now, and you don't have a VA loan, you might want to take a look at taking advantage of those lower rates. Okay, FHA. This is not a first-time home buyer loan, right?
It is
not. This is the number, probably the biggest misconception of buyers out there is that FHA loans are for first-time home buyers only.
Correct.
And that's not the case. So what do you got on FHA?
Yeah, thank you. You know, FHA, it's a federally backed loan, Federal Housing Administration. A lot of first-time home buyers use this product because it caters to someone, again, with a lower credit score, with a higher debt-to-income ratio. So it's a great program, but it's not for everybody. You know, and the benefit here, too, guys, is that FHA used to be your only option, but now with conventional programs changing with credit score qualification requirements, we want to look at your scenario up front. And
well, yeah, I mean, you were giving me scenarios the other day where, you know, the qualifying score was almost identical, and, you know, the one thing that, like you were saying, FHA allows for is, you know, somebody maybe the little higher debt to income ratio, maybe a couple extra credit cards, a higher car payment, right. Which makes it a little harder to get the best pricing out of conventional, but they can do it with FHA.
Right, exactly.
But as we know, it may limit the property types that somebody might be able to go after. Now,
correct.
A lot of your buyers, it's not going to be a big deal. But, I mean, if somebody's looking at condos or places identified as condos,
right.
This could limit them a little bit more, or properties that need maybe a little bit more work done to them, you know, that may have some deterioring siding or an older roof or things like that. It may not work for FHA.
Exactly. And that's, you know, for you as the agent, you do a good job of that, Kirk, where you're pre-qualifying this home buyer, you know, on these specific loans. But yeah, FHA, again, they're going to have some limitations on the top property type, like a condo, or if you're looking to buy a fixer-upper, it may not be the right product type for you. But we'll look at it each case individually and determine that.
Yeah, is there kind of a credit score where you see that's like, okay, you really may not want to be looking at FHA anymore, and you should definitely be looking at conventional? Because I've run across that, right? Somebody who... maybe is that the person who was a teller last week and is now a loan mortgage officer, just like, oh, you're a first-time home buyer, let's go FHA. But maybe they weren't educated enough to know how to shop it around, what might be the best. So is there a score where somebody is out there looking, going, hey, maybe I should be looking at my conventional options versus just FHA?
Absolutely. And everybody has a different scenario. But we do have some conventional products out there now that go down to a 640 credit score with discounted PMI rates or MI mortgage rates.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all things that we want to look at your total financial portfolio and determine, hey, if you qualify for that, even though you have a 640 credit score, doesn't mean that the conventional product is going to be the best for you, because it can be expensive on that mortgage insurance. But we do have some first-time home buyer programs that have that discounted PMI rate or MI rate that would make sense. So,
well, and I think we might as well bring it up now. We talk about it in the classes all the time, is that, you know, it's not just about rate. It's about you.
Correct.
Right? Because it's what you as the buyer have, as far as what you said, looking at somebody's portfolio, that really determines everything that leads up to rate, right? And so all this advertising you see from the big companies out there, or maybe a lot of the online companies, it tends to be, right?
Right.
It is rate driven versus what really matters, which I think is the service to educate somebody to then figure out the best things. Like we were talking about that client that I had who was thinking about a different down payment originally, to be able to see those options to
right.
figure it out and take that time. Because, I mean, it's, you kind of have the first thing you want to figure out as you're approaching this, whether it's a refinance. Actually, I was just talking to a guy earlier today about this, whether it's a refinance, whether it is a purchase, that you're looking at. Number one, well, what's the term that you're thinking? You want to save some money?
Yeah.
Big money?
Right.
Look at the term, right?
Exactly.
You shorten by 5 or 10 years, you'll be, you know, especially 10 years, like, I had a median sale price range home, and when I went from a 30-year to a 20-year mortgage, I was saving over $100,000 in interest.
Huge.
Right? That's a lot of money, and
right.
I'm paying it off 10 years earlier.
And your payment wasn't that much more per month, right?
No, just a little under $200 more a month.
Right.
And it's kind of amazing how you can shift, how you're taking, you know, if I have, let's say, a loan that has a higher interest rate, right? And so let's say I got a loan a few years back, right? Maybe, mm-hmm. maybe rates around 5%. And now I look at a refinance, I might be saving money. Then I can take that money that I'm saving to then shift my shift it to a shorter term. So my payment is identical.
Right.
But my interest rate is better, and I'm shortening it by 10 years. So it's, you can manipulate stuff to really save you some big money as you look at this. But it's all about that education piece.
Right.
Right.
And you're right. We talk about that a lot in our buying seminar, because it is that important, you know, and we talk about it's never too early to start the process. That's true, guys. I mean, it is never too early, because we have so many different product options out there now that where you could be talking to one loan officer at company A, and they're going to be specific on a conventional type of mortgage where That's great.
You know what? I'm going to have to cut you off because we got to take a commercial break.
That's okay.
Just look at apples to apples comparisons. That's the key with shopping around. All right, it we'll is. Be back in just a couple of minutes.
My closing is falling apart, my stuff's in a van, I have to rent storage space, and that will cost money I don't plan on spending, and the sellers are threatening to sue. My loan officer never called much, so I thought things were fine. Now I have to start over.
Avoid costly last-minute disasters by choosing an experienced local loan officer. Call iLoan at 877-373-4467 or visit iLoanHomeMortgage.com. iLoan Home Mortgage is an equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 4474.
Who do we trust to help with our mortgages? It's Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you're looking for great service, many loan options to choose from, and competitive pricing, give Eric and Chad a call at 651-207-9274. Again, that is 651-207-9274. NMLS numbers 274211 and 1462493.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting homebuyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Are you looking for the smarter way to buy and sell homes? Check out HouseGeeks.com. The House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate have the experience, tools, and technology to get you the best value. At HouseGeeks.com, you will be able to download their free home search app, easily set up appointments, or request your free home and neighborhood market assessment. Remember, the House Geeks, the smarter way to buy and sell homes.
The one constant in life is change. Throughout our lives, we will go down roads that we never imagined, and we need to be prepared for whatever comes our way. Want to own your future? Contact Country Financial Representative James Toveson. James can help put a solid plan in place with insurance solutions to help make sure you're protected for what lies ahead. Get started today. Contact James Toveson in Minneapolis at 651-365-3408 for Country Financial.
Welcome back to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show on AM 950. Have any questions for us after the show? Feel free to give us a call, 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. Be happy to answer any real estate questions that you have, or if you're thinking about making a move, buying or selling, buying, maybe moving and renting, whatever it might be. Just, yeah.
Pick up the phone and call.
Exactly. Happy to help you out. Okay, today we are talking about mortgages, mortgage news, a little bit about how you may want to look at shopping mortgages. And that's kind of where we left off. I said, you know, you really want to look at apples to apples comparisons. First thing you look at is the term. Then, you know, look at your down payment amount that you're doing.
Correct.
And then look at how you're dealing with closing costs, right? Are you financing them into the loan? Are you paying discount points to get what may be the optimal rate? And that's the key, because at any given time, it's not one rate, and that's just a misconception.
Right.
It's a multitude of rates, and you pick. You pick based on your term. You pick based on your down payment. You pick based on your how you're doing discount points, right?
Right.
And then rate comes up. That's why it's so funny that all the advertising tends to be about the end of the process, which you can't get there without figuring out the other stuff.
Right. And that, those billboards and those things you see online are just for you to pick up the phone and call them, because I don't know, the small percentage of people that qualify for that teaser rate, we'll call it. You know, you brought up a good point, and really what I like to do, and I think more people should start doing this if you're on the loan officer side of the business, is showing people apple-to-apple comparisons from the company you're working from. You know, I like to show people three comparisons to show them different down payment options, different interest rate options, because you can take a higher interest rate to pay for some of your closing costs, and we call that premium pricing. So if your loan officer is not educating you on that, you just don't know. So people that come to us that have a great credit score but don't have a ton of money in the bank, we have some first-time home buyer programs like Minnesota Housing.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that, Minnesota Housing, because that's one of those loans as of a year or 2 years ago where we were really talking a lot about, because it's $1,000 down, right?
Correct.
Yep, you have a little course thing that you have to do. I can't remember, is it online or in person?
It's called Frameworks. It's online. You can do it in the comfort of your own home. It's $75. We do have some ways to get around that $75, but for the most part, it requires $1,000 of your own money out of pocket. So it cannot be cash. It cannot be borrowed. I always prep people to have about $1,500 in the bank just to be safe. But it really is designed for someone, again, that has that qualifying credit score but not a lot of money in the bank. You know, and if you're out there renting right now, you know the cost of rent.
It's astronomical.
So take advantage of these programs out there and educate yourself by calling us to learn about these options. You might be surprised what you qualify for.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... We are always amazed at people that don't fully know about these options that are available. I mean, we recently did a class, and then somebody reached out after the class and was looking at wanting to do maybe a rent-to-own or contract for deed when they fully qualified for a mortgage, right? And
yes.
They didn't even realize it. And so it's good to really learn about all your options on that. Okay, so the Minnesota Housing, that's something that we, like I said, it was a product that we looked at a lot as a first-time homebuyer option. But now you have some conventional options. First of all, let's talk about the basic conventional real quick. So what is a conventional loan and what are some of the different basic options with it?
You bet. A conventional loan is really designed for someone, it has a little bit of a higher credit rating. It has a little more leniency with the MI options. You know, once you hit that 20% equity point, that MI can drop off the loan with an appraisal. So if you're doing an FHA loan, in order to get rid of that MI, you have to actually refinance the loan, which then costs you money to do that. So there's some benefits there with conventional, but the products have...
And the score on that is like more like you want to be in the 680 or better, right?
To get the best opportunity when it comes to the MI and so on and so forth. But we do have Home Possible through Freddie Mac. Is a program through Freddie Mac where we'll go down to a 640. And the company I work for, Bell Mortgage, we're one of the exclusive lenders in the state of Minnesota that offers a program called Borrower Smart.
Yeah, and then Freddie Mac came to you looking for that, right?
They did. So we're very thankful for this, to be able to offer this product. It's a true grant program. So when we talk Minnesota Housing is not a grant. You actually have to pay back that money. We do have some programs through our conventional channel right now through Freddie Mac, again called Borrower Smart, where it's a grant that we can actually piggyback onto MHFA or some of the conventional programs, that you get free money. Depending on the area you're buying in and your income, you could qualify for $1,500 free money or $2,500 free money. But we can go more into detail about that if you want to have a conversation about that after the show.
Yeah, it's a really, I mean, put it towards closing costs, put it towards down payment or whatever, but it's free money, right?
Exactly. I have a young lady now, I'm doing a loan. It's a Minnesota Housing loan. And, you know, rather than having her do the full $8,000 deferred payment second mortgage, that MHFA loan, we're doing $4,800 because she qualified for some of that grant money. Right. So talk about a better case scenario.
So you overlapped MHFA?
There is some grant money out there that we can piggyback on top of Minnesota Housing, that either A, we can use that towards the closing costs so we can be more competitive on the offer, right?
Okay.
Not have to ask the seller to pay closing costs.
Well, and that's the thing, right? Buyers out there, let's just get the seller to pay it. The seller is not paying for your homeowner's insurance. The seller is not paying for your taxes. The seller is not paying your loan origination fee. They're artificially inflating the price to finance the closing costs into the loan, right? That's what's happening, right?
Yeah.
So you got to make sure when you're putting together the offer, and this is where it becomes, you know, be that smart home buyer out there. Learn about how to structure that loan. Again, I'm just going to pitch this real quick. You want a copy of that Smart Home Buyer book? It's free. It's online. Bricks Twin Cities under publications. Yeah, just grab it.
Do yourself a favor and actually do that because it's very educational. But I'm glad you brought that up, Kirk. I mean, the seller paid closing costs, I think, is one of the most misused terms in the market. Because the seller's not paying for your closing costs in most cases. You're increasing that sale price of that home to build in that cost into your loan amount. So,
well, and I've get the fight back. Well, no, we're going to just offer list price and then have the seller pay the closing costs. Well, you realize you could just offer less and you could pay the closing costs.
Same thing, right?
It's the same thing.
Same thing, right. It's how you present the offer, right, which
exactly.
Makes it
convincing. Yeah, well, and it's about making it look clean and how you win.
Correct.
You know, so yeah, the proper education. Okay, so Borrower Smart, you got some free money there. It also, conventional is increasing its lending limits, so you don't have to jump into jumbo as quickly, right?
Correct. So right now, the company I work for, Bell, we actually are a little advanced. We're going ahead of the curve here with the market. We're offering conforming loan up to $525,000.
And right now it's 480?
487.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so so basically what that means to you is you can get into that jumbo product with 5% down, which is unbelievable.
Conventional product.
Conventional.
Conventional product.
Yeah.
Avoid the jumbo product, right?
Correct.
Yes, which so you end up saving a little money there.
And it's good. It's not for everybody. You know, if you're in that jumbo market, you know, we're going to want to weigh out your options and look at all different programs. But it's out there if you need it with that minimal down payment for that type of loan.
Here's a good one. I just want to touch on this real quick. We just got a little over a minute. Rural development. This is a, you know what? It's not a first-time home buyers program, again.
And
it's another zero down program. But you have to be outside of the cities a little bit. Right?
A little bit.
A little bit. It's not far. I mean, no. There's I think Elko qualifies.
Correct. North Branch, if you're going north, anything north of that. Northfield, Faribault area.
Yep.
You know, you have options to take advantage of a zero down program with some amazing financing terms. You know, interest rates are really low.
Yeah.
Pretty low credit qualifying scores as well. So if you're looking in that out, you know, rural area, let's talk.
Yeah, definitely something you should look at. I mean, why not? It's like as good as VA almost, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So 30 seconds or so. Interest rates, they've been kind of just bouncing, holding within about a quarter point or so over the last about 3 months.
Yeah, we haven't seen a ton of movement, which is okay. I mean, we had a little bit of interest rate increase, but nothing really to shake the market too much.
Up and then back down.
Correct.
And then, just bumping along. So
yeah, I follow the rates, obviously, the market very closely. But, you know, I see as far as long term, I see a lot of good things happening in the market, so it's a good time to take advantage.
Well, I'd like to thank you again, Chad, for coming in. If you have any questions for us, give us a call, 651-303-0019. We'll be back next week.